Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
And great news. Finally, finally, a reason to celebrate. Because it's tough out here, you know. Flying the flag on my own. Just me and Mary Robinson flying the flag for Mayo. Flying the red and green of Mayo.
Are you the best the county has to offer?
I'm up there. You know, I'm as an ambassador, I'm doing everything. Me, Mary Robinson and Louis Walsh.
I was going to say, is Louis involved?
The three of us, we have our weekly Mayo people get-togethers and we're like, guys, what can we do? Come on, we need ideas. Blue sky thinking. There's no bad ideas. We've got graphs and charts and... Mary's like, will we set up a Twitter account? I'm like, Jesus, Mary, you need to do anything bigger than that.
Yeah, get with the times, Mary.
So putting Mayo on the map with hugs. Hugs. I'm a hugger. You know that, JP. I'm a hugger.
Yeah, he is.
Four county Mayo men have made it into this year's Guinness World Records. This is the book of World Records. It only came out last Thursday.
I'm just thinking about that. You are absolutely a hugger. Whenever we have a guest or somebody come into the studio before the microphones are turned on, we're just
I just don't hug you because JP is a germaphobe and I don't hug him. Oh my God, I never told you. I was watching a video a Jimmy Kimmel's talk show in America. They were doing a thing where they were throwing, this is at the Emmys the other night, they were throwing marshmallows into guests' mouths.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah. Guillermo was doing it, yeah.
Guillermo was throwing marshmallows, sorry, tangent lads, bear with. They were throwing marshmallows into guests' mouths and all of the guests were up for it. John Oliver was up for it and they were all like, yeah, come on, I'll catch it in my mouth, right? Throw the thing, catch it in my mouth. Except one guest, and he was really sticky and a bit arsy about it. Because you could tell he's a germaphobe. It was John Stewart.
He wasn't having any of it.
He was shot it down straight away. He was like, oh my God, this is disgusting. People were eating the cabbage that Guillermo was touching. And myself and my wife were watching it last night. This is him throwing, and John Stewart said, no, I'm not. I tell you what, I'll throw it into your mouth. We both, at exactly the same time, in unison said, that is so JP.
Correct, yeah.
JP is not a hugger either for the very same reason, because he's a germaphobe. He doesn't like contact with anything else.
I think a lot of people just aren't huggers necessarily in Ireland. When somebody comes into our studio, you hug them, and then I think to myself, oh no, they think that's the dumb thing. They're going to come at me for a hug, and I'll meet them halfway. He's I'll go to them, and I'll put out the hand. Shake the hand.
No hugs.
No hugs.
It's wild, isn't it? Are you a hugger? Are you like JP? Are you anti-hug? 0874-100-102. I used to work with a guy, a hero of mine, Mike Maloney. Maloney After Midnight. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest Irish radio voices ever.
What a voice.
And I remember Mike was a hugger. I remember when I first got to know Mike, he was a hugger. And I loved the hug from Mike. I loved it. And I decided, there it is, I'm going to be a hugger now. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to be a hugger. Can we go back to the Book of World
Records? What's going on there?
The Guinness Book of World Records. So on September 12th, last Thursday, the iconic Guinness World Book of World Records was printed, was published, released. Everyone's been going on about it all week, but Mayo's on the map for hugs. Stephen, Brian, Nikki and Robert broke the record for the longest marathon group hug, lasting 30 hours and 1 minute. That's a lot of hugs. That's a lot of germs. JP would be gone. Be on another continent.
God, hose me down with a cranzel.
It's the second... Hang on. The group hug took place in Market Square in Castlebar in May 2019.
Huh?
Does this thing not come out every year?
Yeah.
2019 is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's 5 years ago.
You're right.
It's like that scene in A Beautiful Mind where Russell Crowe's drawn on the window. Let me call my huggy guy.
Mm.
This is Brian Cawley.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Brian.
It is.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Up and
Ray,
Dublin. How are you, love?
How are you keeping?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for having me on. Big fan.
Of what? Of hugs?
Hugs and yourself.
Hugs and germs. Unlike JP. I was just saying this. Well, first of all, congratulate you in the Guinness World Book of Booker World Records.
Thanks very much. Yeah. We were 5 years waiting to get in it there. Myself, Stephen Radigan, Rob Toomey, Nicky Kearney, all from Castlebar.
Oh, I was going to say, all in Castlebar. You're all still in Castlebar, are you?
We're all still here. Right. We're still in touch.
Still, well, you're hugging each other the whole time. You're glued to each other by the hip. Why did it take five years to get in?
Well, it was actually, we originally did the record back in 2017. We did it for 26 hours and 44 seconds. But then a group of lads in Japan actually bet us. So we said, we'll have to go at it again. Yeah. And we did it then in 2019 for 30 hours and a minute.
Right. And why was that? What had they done?
I think they did it for a minute extra. So we kind of had to put it to bed then, and we did it for a few hours extra.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, come at us now, Japan. Mm.
but luckily as well, I think we it was just before COVID as well. I think we kept it for so long then, a bit of social distancing helped us out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the one good thing to come out of COVID.
Yeah, I think there you go.
Working from home.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long to get in? Is it not every year?
They get thousands of entries every year, and so it was great to be included. But I think as well, they probably want to see that it hadn't been broken, and that, you know, we were going to hold it for a while.
Oh, so they put different things into the book. There's loads of different records, but they put different things into the different editions.
Yeah, like they get thousands of submissions.
Ah,
yeah, so
right.
5 years, before we got in. Yeah, there you go.
So you're still the current holders, but it just hasn't been put into the book yet. That makes sense.
Right. There you go.
I'd love the idea of it taking 5 years to get into the book and all of you not talking to each other anymore. By the time it gets into the book, you hate each other. You've all fallen out.
Walking past each other, yeah.
No hugs. So at the time, 5 years on, you raised a bunch of cash for charities, right?
We did, yeah. We had three charities. It was Irish Cancer Society, Western Care and Theatre House. It was over 12,000. We said we'd be a good opportunity to raise some money while having the crack actually doing the record, you know?
Yeah.
But we were. It was a great one as well for, I think, the Tinder bio at the time. The world record hugger.
I got married off the
back of it, so it must have worked.
Oh, wow, congratulations. Huge success. What's the greater success, your marriage or being in the Book of World Records?
Oh, God, I was asked that recently. Yeah, better keep that quiet.
It's an easy one. We know the answer, Brian. Sorry, it's okay.
Brian, I'm not a natural hugger. You're there hugging three other lads for 30 hours and a minute. Talk me through, physically, I would have thought by the end of 30 hours, your shoulders would be hanging off.
Sore, yeah.
Or your arms would be stiff, right?
I was literally, I actually did. I cramped up completely. I was walking around in crutches that night. We were supposed to meet up for a pint after to celebrate. But yeah, we were physically and mentally drained. It was tough.
Are you allowed breaks or what are the terms of it?
You get a few. You can build up after a couple of hours. Obviously, that's the one thing everybody asks. How did you go to the toilet? The first thing everyone asks. But we had no adult nappies or anything. We were able to build up a few minutes after a couple of hours for toilet breaks and things like that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, but you were probably friends enough that you could... You know, you could all go in together. Well, not while hugging, I suppose.
We actually did it in the Market Square in Castlebar. We thought it was a good or a bad idea. We didn't know after, but we had a port loo up beside us. We had a marquee tent. It was a real community effort. A lot of people helped out and loads of businesses dropped us up things. So it was great. We live streamed the whole thing as well.
That's awesome that you're getting recognised for it now. Listen, with all this buzz now, with the finally being in the book, would you go again?
Again, yeah, somewhere asked. We're going to say yes, because I think, ironically, all the exposure we're getting with it now, there's more likelihood of it being broken. But no, we'll go 2 days next time if we have to.
Oh, my God. Wow, 2 days. That'd be incredible. Right, come on. So, without further ado, I know he's not keen on it, but we should do it. Brian, bring it in. Come on. We'll do a radio hug. Come on.
Going in the middle.
Come on over here. Big squeeze now.
In the middle.
What a big squeeze and a pat on the back. Here we go. Bring it in nice and tight. Ready?
Here we go.
Oh, you've got big
arms. Hand. Oh, lovely.
Big strong arms.
Oh, where's that hand going?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, Brian. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just squeezed it out.
Was that you?
That might have been
me.
Brian, continued success. Genuinely, we'll be watching this space if you go and do it again, and you can go and get the Guinness Book of World Records and have a look for the group hug. The technical term is the longest marathon group hug, 30 hours and 1 minute. Well done, Brian.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Brother, all the best.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yay! On hugs, JP is not a hug. Well, it's not just hugs, it's any sort of contact. JP doesn't like you being too close to him. He doesn't like you touching him at all. He's not a big fan of shaking hands. If I show him something on my phone, he won't take my phone off me.
If I show you something on my phone and you take my phone off me, I
cleans
probably
it.
Will clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes in and cleans everything. By the way, this is actually... I've always just taken it as a given that this is the way JP is. But now that we're actually talking about it, it's a bit weird.
It's a little. It's making it sound a bit more extreme than it really is.
But it is a description of the truth. We were talking to one of the to Brian. He was one of the huggers in the Guinness World, the longest hug. Four lads hugging each other in Castlebar and County Mayo, and they're in the Guinness Book of World Records now for the longest hug, 30 hours. And I was saying, JP, JP would never do this because JP is not a hugger, and but it's because of germs. Even if I get like. If I want to say something quietly to JP about someone in the office and I don't want the other person to hear me talking about them, and I lean in to go, my God, I can't stand Matt Cooper.
It's generally that, yeah.
JP would be moving away because he's like, he doesn't want me breathing on him.
Everyone's got their own space, you know. I think, not to darken the mood, I genuinely think it might be a COVID hangover.
No, you were like this before COVID.
Was
yeah,
it's
you
always
were.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I keep it. I've got my laptop, and I'm right here. Look at this. Jim, people like he'll look, but he'll look from a distance. It's like, well, you're not going to get my cooties. Kieran says, Kieran. He says hugs should be short with no bodily contact from the waist down, and completed with a manly slap on the back to signal the end. From Kieran. That's the way I hug my sons. It's like, yes, good man yourself. Have a good day in school. Off you go. Jared says, I can confirm JP is a germaphobe. I once gave him a Monaghan jersey at the Hillgrove Hotel and he wore it over his clothes. From Jared.
Did you expect skin to skin contact or something, Jared? I mean, what's the problem with that?
What was this? And what were you doing overnight in the Hillgrove Hotel with Jared?
No.
Oh yeah, you'll get into bed with him, all right? You won't wear his jersey.
Oh, steamy Monaghan, nice.
0874 100 102. Are you a hugger or not? Are you a germaphobe? Or does it just make you uncomfortable? I'm a hugger and I make no excuses. Right, stay on Today FM.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.